There are 2,000 public power utilities in the United States. They're run by local governments and are essentially owned by their customers instead of by investors. A handful of public utilities have begun offering special green power programs, and some of them are working quite well. In Minnesota, Moorhead Public Service built a second wind turbine because its Capture the Wind program has been so successful. But that's not been the case for many municipal-owned utilities. The Board of Water and Light in Lansing, Michigan, is the largest public utility in the Great Lakes region. It began buying green power 2 years ago. Half of it is made from landfill gas. The rest is hydropower produced at dams in northeast Michigan. Customers can get half their power from those sources for an extra $7.50 a month. But the program hasn't been as popular as the utility had hoped. Spokesperson John Strickler says only 700 of the company's 100,000 customers have signed up for it.
We were a little bit surprised and a little bit disappointed that we didn't have more customers subscribe to that product.
It's a problem many power companies are having. Joe Nipper is with the American Public Power Association. He says, for one reason or another, people just don't seem to be willing to pay more for cleaner energy.
For many folks, the power bill is a significant part of their bills every month, and they watch that closely. I think maybe another part of it is, despite the effort by Lansing and others to make the public aware of the benefits of these programs, still in all, in some cases, little is understood about them.
Some environmentalists say power companies need to tell people that burning coal in power plants pollutes the air they breathe and that green power doesn't release harmful emissions. David Gard is with the Michigan Environmental Council.
People don't understand generally that there is a very close connection between smog and soot pollution that come mainly from power plants and very severe health impacts that we end up paying for as a society in very major ways. We have lots of evidence that the kinds of pollutants that come out of coal-fired power plants are causing childhood asthma, mercury poisoning of fish, which are then eaten by people, and other kinds of diseases.
Gard commends the Lansing Board of Water and Light for attempting to sell cleaner energy, but he argues the Green Power Program will never be successful the way it's set up now. Gard says instead of a voluntary program, all customers should share the cost of green power. But the Board of Water and Light's Nick Burwell says the utility won't raise rates unilaterally for a service people are not demanding.
We basically have a dual role, one in providing the electricity and the other in protecting our owners and working for our owners. And basically whatever they want is what we will provide. If out of the blue they were to suddenly say, we want you to spend this much money and become, some new technology and triple our bills, that would be great with us because they own us. They drive what we do and the actions we take.
And so far, ratepayers have shown they're not that interested in buying green power. Lansing Board of Water and Light officials say they take their responsibility to the environment and to the health of their customers very seriously. But they say unless more people become willing to pay for cleaner energy, they likely won't expand the program any further. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.